13. It's after 12, and I'm eating lunch and gazing at the garden when Oshima comes out and sits next to me. Today, I pretty much have the library to myself. As always, my lunch is the cheapest box lunch from the little shop at the train station. We talk for a while, and Oshima urges half his sandwiches on me. I made extra today just for you, he insists. Don't take it the wrong way, but you look as if you're not eating. I'm trying to make my stomach shrink, I explain. On purpose, he asks. I nod. You're doing that to save money. Again, I nod. I can understand that, but at your age, you need to fill up whenever you get the chance. You need your nutrition. The sandwich he's offering me looks delicious. I thank him and start eating. Smoked salmon, watercress, and lettuce on soft white bread. The crust is nicely crunchy, and horseradish and butter complete the sandwich. Did you make this yourself? I ask. No one's going to make it for me, he says. He pours black coffee from his thermos into a mug, while I drink milk from a small carton. What are you reading these days? Natsume Soseki's complete works, I say. I still haven't read some of his novels, so this is a great chance to read them all. You like him enough to want to read everything he wrote? Oshima asks. I nod. Steam's rising from the cup in his hand. It's dark and cloudy outside, but at least the rain stopped. Which of his novels have you read since you came here? I finished The Miner, and now I'm on Poppies. The Miner, eh? Oshima says, apparently searching out a vague memory of the book. That's the story of a college student from Tokyo who ends up working in a mine, isn't it? And he goes through all these tough times with the other miners before returning to the world outside. A sort of medium-length novel, as I recall. I read it a long time ago. The plot isn't what you'd normally expect from Soseki, and the style's kind of unpolished too, not one of his best. What do you like about it? I try putting into words my impressions of the novel, but I need Crow's help. Need him to appear from wherever he is, spread his wings wide, and search out the right words for me. The main character's from a rich family, I say, but he has an affair that goes sour, and he gets depressed and runs away from home. While he's wandering around, this shady character comes up to him and asks him to work in a mine, and he just tags along after him and finds himself working in the Asheo mine. He's way down underground, going through all kinds of experiences he never could have imagined. This innocent rich boy finds himself crawling around in the dregs of society. I sip my milk and try to piece together the rest of what I want to say. It takes a while before Crow comes back, but Oshima waits patiently. Those are life-and-death type experiences he goes through in the mines. Eventually he gets out and goes back to his old life. But nothing in the novel shows he learned anything from these experiences, that his life changed, that he thought deeply now about the meaning of life, or started questioning society or anything else. You don't get any sense either that he's matured. You have a strange feeling after you finish the book. It's as if you wonder, what was Soseki trying to say? It's as if not really knowing what he's getting at is the part that stays with you. I can't explain it very well. So, The Miner's structured very differently from, say, Soseki's Sanshiro, your typical modern Bildungsroman. I nod. I don't know about that, but you might be right. Sanshiro grows up in the story, runs into obstacles, ponders things, overcomes difficulties, right? But the hero of The Miner's different. All he does is watch things happen and accept it all. I mean, every now and again he gives his own opinions, but nothing very deep. Instead, he just broods over his love affair. He comes out of the mine pretty much the same as when he went in. He has no sense that it was something he decided to do himself, or that he had a choice. He's totally passive. But I think in real life people are like that. It's not so easy to make choices on your own. Do you see yourself as like the hero of The Miner? I shake my head. No, I never thought of it that way. But people need to cling to something, Orshima says. They have to. You're doing the same, even though you don't realize it. It's as Goethe said, everything's a metaphor. I mull this over for a while. Orshima takes a sip of coffee. At any rate, that's an interesting take on the minor, particularly since you're both runaways. Makes me want to read it again.